online.
On your smartphone.
From the KM Media Group.
This is KM FM.
With the latest news for Kent at 1, here's Lucy Hickmott.
A new report says Kent-born former Prime Minister Sir Edward Heath would have been interviewed under caution about alleged indecent assault of young boys if he was still alive.
In the case of 7 individual disclosures, if Sir Edward Heath had been alive today, it has been concluded he would have been interviewed under caution in order to obtain his account in relation to the allegations made against him.
That's Assistant Chief Constable Paul Mills from Wiltshire Police. The force say there are compelling and obvious reasons to investigate the numerous claims, but the report doesn't draw any conclusions as to his likely guilt or innocence. Sir Edward's godson, Lincoln Seligman, knew him as a child and wants a judge-led review into the allegations.
To have somebody look at the quality and the context and come to some sensible conclusions in an area where a lot of nonsense has been talked, I think that's what we need.
The girlfriend of Las Vegas gunman Stephen Paddocks insisted she did not know he was planning mass murder. She's spoken to the FBI, who is still trying to work out the killer's motive. 58 people died in the massacre on Sunday.
KM FM News.
A terminally ill man has lost a high court challenge over his right to choose how and when he dies. Noel Conway, who has motor neurone disease, says the law's incompatible with European legislation and plans to appeal the decision. A Kent MP says he thinks the Prime Minister showed guts and grace during her disastrous speech at the Tory party conference yesterday.
Anyone watching that and seeing a stage invasion, a coughing fit, she had a bad cold, and the fact that she stepped through it and she gave a gutsy performance, I thought there was immense respect due to that.
That's Greg Clark, who's the business secretary and represents Tunbridge Wells. Critics are saying Theresa May could be just one crisis from the exit. A 22-year-old man's been jailed for killing several of his pets, including hamsters and rats. Lewis Fox from Barrow Grove in Sittingbourne has been locked up for 14 months for controlling behaviour and animal cruelty. He's also been banned indefinitely from keeping any pets. The ambulance service that covers Kent has been told it's got to stay in special measures. South East Coast Ambulance, which was first labelled as failing just over a year ago, has been told they still need to make urgent improvements in a number of areas, including recording 999 calls. Fiona Moores from the Trust.
I don't think that there were any surprises in the report. I think we recognise that the areas that we need to make improvements on were ones that the CQC were likely to highlight.
Two men who smuggled people into the UK via Dover have been jailed. They were caught when an Albanian woman was stopped at the port in August for travelling on a fake passport. The pair have been locked up for 3 years each. A wind energy company has gone into administration 4 years after moving to Kent. Ex-Wind Power researched new turbine designs but has failed to reach its targets or find a new buyer. All 7 members of staff have been made redundant. The company had promised to create more than 100 jobs. On The Apprentice last night, Kent candidate Danny Grant was the first to be fired by Lord Sugar. He was project manager of the losing boys team who went head-to-head with the girls to sell burgers. The Chatham Town footballer has been telling KMFM what it was like trying to impress the judges.
They are seriously hard. I mean, Lord Sugar's got a really good sense of humour, to be fair. But they are very, very hard. But they are very fair, to be honest. You know, you don't want to get on the wrong side of them, that's for sure.
And a group of nuns will soon be running a pop-up restaurant in East London as part of a new reality TV show. Chicken soup will be served for free at Nando's when it opens in Shoreditch later this month.
Sport.
With DinoRod, the drainage experts in Kent. Visit dino.com.
Football and England will attempt to qualify for the World Cup with a match to spare tonight. With more on that and the rest of the sport this lunchtime, here's Molly.
Well, England manager Gareth Southgate wants his side to show they mean business against Slovenia later. Victory at Wembley tonight would secure their place at the tournament in Russia. They'll also make it with a draw if Slovakia fail to beat Scotland. Tottenham striker Harry Kane will captain the team.
There's plenty of us who will speak up and try and help each other on the pitch, and when things get tough, be there for each other, you know. So for me, it's just another game to try and help the team, try and score my goals, and hopefully qualify for the World Cup.
Kickoff's at 7:45. And in cricket, Kent coach Matt Walker says he's disappointed Sam Northeast hasn't been picked for the national team. The 27-year-old Kent skipper was overlooked by selectors despite a third straight 1,000-run championship campaign. He and Joe Denley have both missed out on a place on the plane for the Ashes tour to Australia this winter, and they've been left out of the Lions squad, who are also heading down under.
That's the latest. Next update's at 2.